You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 12th of September, a Thursday. This has been a truncated week. We returned to trading yesterday. So upon our return on the trading floor, what took place on Wednesday, yesterday, the 11th of September is what I bring to you and what we can look forward to over the course of the day. This is a morning walk down the Lal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
It was a stable Wednesday on the Lal Street where auto and realty stocks led the rally. The Sensex closed above 37,200 for the first time since September. The S&P BSE Sensex rallied more than 100 points while Nifty 50 held on to 11,000 levels, but it failed to close above the resistance level of 11,042. So the final tally read something like this. The BSE Sensex rose 125 points to close at 37,270, while the Nifty 50 closed 32 points higher at 11,035. In terms of sectors, the Realty Index rose more than 4%, followed by the Auto Index, which was up 3.5%, and the Metal Index gained 2.4%. The IT Index closed lower for the second consecutive day in a row as rupee recorded minor gains versus the American dollar. The auto sector got a bit of a booster shot after media reports suggested that the Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman hinted at more steps to help the auto companies. The industry experts hope the government will take some actions on the auto industry's key demands, which include a GST rate cut and scrappage policy. This according to CNBC TV 18, which said so in a report. For the real estate sector, which is reeling under a slowdown, the government may make some announcements for the sector in the coming days. This also according to CNBC TV 18, which reported that Minister of State Finance and Corporate Affairs Anurag Thakur as saying so at an event on Wednesday. Nearly 200 stocks hit a fresh 52-week low on the BSE, and that list included names like Somani Ceramics, Simplex Infra, Omax, Shimaru Entertainment, among others. The broader markets outperformed as both BSE Midcap and Small Cap ended with healthy gains, 1% and 1.3% respectively. Indian markets are likely to trade in a range in the near term as long as it is trading below 11,100. Investors will track the macro data, that is CPI and IIP, today. Global factors such as US-China trade war developments, Brexit, etc. will provide direction to the markets. Also, the European Central Bank meet scheduled today will be eyed by market participants across the globe. Extending the gains into the fifth consecutive session, the Indian rupee, meanwhile, closed with a marginal gain of 4 paise at 71 rupees 66 paise to an American dollar yesterday. On the institutional front, FPIs were net buyers in the Indian markets for 266 crore rupees, while the DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 1,132 crore rupees, according to provisional data. The big news I bring to you today is going to be about the 100 days of the Modi government. Investors have been on the losing end in this tenure. They've lost about 12 lakh crore rupees in terms of market capitalization on the BSE. But 12 stocks, including HDFC Asset Management Company, Zydus Wellness, HDFC Life Insurance, Adani Power and Apollo Hospitals Enterprise, defied the trends in the market, surging up to 50%. But during the same period, many stocks have also seen sharp declines. Stocks such as HSIL, Coffee Day Enterprises, Jet Airways, Reliance Capital and Indiabulls Integrated Services have lost over 70% of their market value during this period. Foreign portfolio investors took off nearly 29,000 crore rupees from the Indian equity market during July and August of this year. Data from Ace Equity shows that barring the IT sector, which rose about 7%, all sector indices experienced the heat of sell-off. What are the charts telling us about today? Nifty has formed a bullish candle, which also resembles a spinning top or a doji kind of pattern on the daily charts. Both the patterns resemble indecisiveness among the bulls as well as the bears. Experts feel that the narrow range raised a bit of concern over further uptrend on the index, but if it trades above 11,050 in the coming session, there could be a further rally. Based on these observations, we'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,011, 11,054 and 11,100. Maximum call open interest seen at 11,200 and 11,500, and maximum put open interest at 10,800 and 10,600. And finally, we spoke to Bonanza Portfolio, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be two buy calls today. Eicher Motors has a buy call, ended trade yesterday at 17,013 rupees 65 paise. Target we're looking at is 18,540 rupees. Stop loss 16,160 rupees for an upside of 9%. And Ujjivan Financial Services with a buy call as well. Ended trade yesterday at 315 rupees 60 paise, target of 336 rupees. Stop loss placed at 302 rupees for an upside of 6.5%. Well, that's it from me this morning. I'll of course see you faithfully during the end of the day's trade on an evening walk down the Lal Street. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com. to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.